back to KPFK, Voices from the Frontline segment on the 4 o'clock Public Affairs Hour. And we are here. Give the number out one more time, 818-985-5735. And we're here to take your calls. And we're going to talk to Gordon from Wilmington. Welcome to the show, Gordon.
I appreciate the opportunity. Given the tremendous swing to the right that we've been experiencing lately in this country, it seems to me that it's really incumbent on all of us to make sure that we hold ourselves accountable and together and accountable to one another, that we not fight with and attack one another.
So Gordon, what do you think? What do you think we should focus on? Having said that,
well, that would be hard for me to say. However, let me just make a comment that I heard one of the most vicious attacks, personality, character assassinations I think I've ever heard on this program against Jesse Jackson, and I think you know who it was that made that comment, a vicious comment. So,
Gordon, what was the comment? Remind me.
The commentator said that at the assassination of Dr. King that Jesse Jackson dipped his shirt in King's blood so that he could capture the leadership of King's party. And I don't think that the Eric Mann was there. I don't know where he got that information, but it's I think about the most vicious kind of character assassination that one could possibly do. So that when we're pulling that kind of careerist opportunist stunts against one another, it really tears up what we purport to stand for. So I just suggest that if we do nothing else, that we at least keep a close eye on ourselves and make sure that we do the right thing.
All right, Gordon. Well, thank you for that comment. Clearly, the right wing has a lot of exciting things going on the radio, and we're also just trying to keep things going. So we have Bella from Los Angeles on the line. Bella, welcome to the show.
Hi there. It is good that you're taking calls, and I feel that this must be done more often. Leading up to the elections of the mayor, there were 15 people running for mayor. 5 were elected by the corporations. It is a disgrace that KPFK did not give any equal time to all the candidates. Also, I want to mention that I'm tired of the editorializing of Eric Mann. Eric Mann called Ralph Nader a racist, okay, on stage at a program. And I have been challenging Eric Mann, his policy in politics are in conflict with what I think that we should be heading toward. And he's one of those people that promoted the Kerry campaign completely. In the meantime, we lost all this time, and we're not giving equal time to all the people, all the voices out there. And when Jerry Silva from the FACTS to amend the 3 strikes law was on for 13 weeks, her program was yanked. And this is very critical information, which has to do with the youth detention facilities. And I have just heard that there might be an internment camp situation gearing up for our youth.
All right, Bella, thank
you for this information that we need to be talking about.
Thank you for your comment, and we'll get to the next phone call. Just one thing to say, a lot of times we definitely have equal time. A lot of times some of the candidates don't actually respond to that. So that is one thing, and I think the other thing that's just really, it's interesting, and people could also talk about this when they're calling. I think a lot of times, one of the things that I really appreciate about Eric, I mean, I think one time he said something about, help all the racist white people go back to Europe. And I thought, I mean, half the time, you guys just see me in the studio, he's saying stuff, I'm about to fall off the chair. I think it's really, really important at this particular time, particularly when we talk about Richard Moore and the work he's doing to, like, protect immigrant rights, that we have to call out racism. We have to. And it might not be the way people would like to hear it, but when you look at the country and you look where it's going and you look at a lot of where white people have their ideology, you just kind of sometimes just have to hit people over the head with it. And so I appreciate, as a black person who know that like one in every three black people from the ages of 18 and 24 are in prison, I appreciate when a white person says, you know what, there's a problem here and we need to do something about it. So people can comment on that, but, I mean, that's just kind of how I feel, and I think a lot of folks of color who listen to the show also appreciate some of that and going like, you know, bravo. I don't want to say it because I don't want to get lynched. Let him say it. It's all good. So the next show, next person we have is Alfonso from Los Angeles.
Hi there. Hello?
Hello, Alfonso.
Yeah, I'm calling to criticize KPFK. You know, I listen to the Spanish and bilingual programming block all the time, and I get a lot of information, especially, you know, I'm a Latino, and we are being attacked heavily on all levels, especially the stuff with these SOS Minutemen people.
Mm-hmm.
And the station last week preempted just about all of the Spanish language programs, and that's information there that we really need. And so, you know, it's a question of the priorities. Are we a community radio station, or are we just catering toward raising $1 million every three times a month, a year, I guess? And what about the people? You know, does this $3 million that's brought in a year, does that really help the people when you're preempting programs that, of the community that are under attack?
All right. Thank you, Alfonso. For our next caller, we have Shepard from L.A. And Shepard, let me remind you, we're trying to say, what do you want Voices from the Front Lines to cover?
Well, I would like for you to cover the California Youth Authority, you know, because young youth are going directly to adult prisons. And I would like to know what legislation, you know, is being, you know, put forth to, you know, prevent this. And do you think it's good or bad?
Cool. Shepard, thank you for your comment. Actually, two shows ago, before we got preempted, we did a whole thing on anti-gang legislation. And as CYA stuff comes back up around, hopefully Romero's bill, we talked about a little bit earlier, get brought back up, we will definitely be covering that. So, Shepard, thank you for your comment. And next on the line, we have John from Pasadena.
Hi, thanks very much for taking my call.
Yeah.
I have not tuned into this program before. I have been a member of the film club, I believe, twice so far. I'm having difficulty making a commitment to become a member of the film club again at this point. There are several issues involved, but they all kind of relate to each other. And I'll touch upon it based on what you said a moment ago. I think you were quoting Eric Mann or approximating a quote from him, something about all the racist white people should go back to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the content, it's the tone. I had the Christian station, the predominant Christian station in Los Angeles, set on my radio next to KPFK for a while a few months ago, just to see what would happen, because I seemed to react strongly to the Christian station. I found myself reacting similarly to KPFK over time, and I realized that it was the pejorative tone and the emotional language used much of the time. For instance, it's relating to what you just said, quoting Eric Mann, he can say, look, the policies here appear to be racist, or they sure are racist to me, and he's probably correct about some things, but when he says something like, anybody who supports the Metro line is a racist, it comes off as, you know, it's easy to hook onto. It doesn't do a hell of a lot of good. And I'm not sure if, you know, I'm offering a personal perspective. I'm offering my reaction to the station overall, and I realize we're focusing mainly on your program.
Mm-hmm.
And I apologize for not knowing the general range of coverage.
Well, John, let me ask you this question. Are you involved in any grassroots movements?
No, I'm not.
You're not. See, so I think the one thing that's really important is the people that we're trying to get a hold of, voices from the front lines, is people who are actually on the ground struggling. And so then I would challenge you to become a member of KPFK, help support the radio station, and actually do stuff. Because that's the people that we're trying to reach out to, and that's also when we're trying to put it out in such a thing, oh, such a way. So thank you for your call. Let's get Mary. Yay! Mary, a woman from Los Angeles. Mary, welcome to the show.
Hi. I think it might be good to talk about books that are going to be that will inspire us and teach us.
Okay.
I think there's a book called 2005 Censored, and one of the stories in there discussed how everybody during the election was concerned about how the machines weren't working, but nobody asked where did the money come from. And I found out, you know, recently that ES&S is going to be possibly, maybe not, but, you know, that there are only a few companies that seem to be connected with HAVA that we're even buying from. It's like Halliburton for voting machines now. And, you know, we need to dig really deeply into where's the money. And this is a local issue. It's about L.A., you know, county voting machines. What's going to be counting these machines? And it's all over the country. It's terrifying. But I want you to talk about that.
Okay.
You get it? Okay, thanks.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mary. And so we're running out of time, but I wanted to give people a phone number that they can actually do much of the same thing, or actually an email address. We actually have the Strategy Center, the people who help produce this show, have an email that you can send your comments to. It's V-O-I-C-E-S, voices, at thestrategycenter.org. So you guys can check that out. So we have Manuel on the line. Manuel.
How you doing?
Hello. Welcome to the show.
You've got a great show, man. It's about time you guys start speaking about this at this hour.
Thank you.
A nice subject for the show would be a more in-depth look or an investigative thing on cops. I mean, how is it that they get away with the things they do? I mean, they get away with practically anything. They do these traffic stops for just having an Hispanic driving a nice car or driving around at such hour of the night, you know, getting pulled over for no reason. And then all these rash of shootings that's been occurring, and they end up finding them not guilty for what happened, just what happened in Compton, that 120
right.
shots.
There's so many shots, they shot one of their deputies.
And they practically shot up the whole neighborhood, you know,
right.
killed dozens of people. And how come when we talk about this, people,
Manuel, I'm actually going to have to cut you off because I got to get to the next show. But I very much take that, and in the next month we'll have something on that. So thank you so much. I want to thank you guys for joining us this week on our show. We'd like to thank our guests, Stephanie Fauché of Death Penalty Focus, Richard Moore from Sneege. Today we had music from the Dramatics, Pete Rock, CL Smooth, Jamiroquai, and now you listen to Diggable Planets. Come out through to the House of Blues tonight. I will be there. Diggable Planets hasn't been around for like 10 years. Great, great. Please come out. And we'd like to thank today our producer, Alan Minsky, and Ian Johnston on the boards. And we'll see you next week. Up next is Beneath the Surface with Susie Weissman. Thanks a lot.
You've been listening to the 4 o'clock report, Voices from the Frontline edition, heard Monday afternoons from 4 to 5 here on Grassroots Radio, KPFK Los Angeles, 90.7 FM and 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, heard at kpfk.org all the way around the world. Stay tuned for Beneath the Surface with Susie Weissman. Coming up next, she'll be interviewing John Bonifaz of the National Voting Rights Institute live. Stay with us. We'll be right back.